The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Thurles, jumping once again the name of the game in Ireland. Seven races over hurdles and fences to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm all right, actually, bud, yeah.
Yeah? You had to think about it for a minute then.
I did, yeah.
Becoming a theme, that, Andy. You're not sure how you feel
at the moment. I'm just trying to give you a bit of variety.
Fair enough. What do you make of the card today?
I can't always hit you with a not too bad, can I?
No, we always get that. Not too bad. Yeah, I'm okay.
Here's your stuff.
Yeah. What do you make of Thurles today, Andy?
Again, similar to yesterday, Mark. A lot of short price favourites. We should get one or two informative horses running for the future. Obviously, William Mullins dominates yet again. He's got three short ones. And there's one probably possible bet on the card for me, which I think is slightly overpriced. I'm not mad keen on two or three races from a betting perspective, but there is one that I'm definitely going to be playing.
Okay. Well, you can tell us which one as we go along. The first race is the 12:25, and we start here with a beginner's chase over 2.25 miles, and Asda for Bay heads the betting at 5-4 and has shortened from 6-4 this morning already. Airlight Supreme is 7-4, 13-2 for Drumlee. If Not For You is 11-1, 14-1 for Fiddler's Bow, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Willie Mullins, newcomer, or first start for the yard anyway, Asda for Bay heading the betting, Andy. Some decent form in France, did win over hurdles in France and a couple of spins over fences around there. Do you expect him to be the one to beat here?
Very difficult to say, isn't it? Because there's no knowledge about this one. Willie Mullins hasn't even got him in his trainer file, which I thought was quite odd. You know, he's put quite a few unraced and dark ones in there, and I was expecting to be reading one or two nice comments about Asda Furbay, but needless to say, he's not there. So it does make it difficult for us to sort of like get a handle on him, really. He's obviously by a nice sire, Dom Alco. Dom Alcos have produced all kinds of winners over the last decade or so. Silviana Conti, of course, being probably the pick, and horses like Alpha Roth, Neptune Collins, Grand Cru, Union East, and of course last year Scottish National winner Alco. So there's plenty of stamina there in the pedigree. This looks a fair enough start. He's up against one or two nice horses in this race, and whether I'd take sort of like a real skinny price is obviously open to debate, and I don't really know enough about him to do that. I'd probably suggest we look at perhaps backing something each way. Who's already had a bit of chasing experience as a bit of an alternative for a bit of fun, and that's Drumlee, horse that goes on the ground and ran with a good deal of encouragement first time up against two nice prospects in Punchestown first time out, and ground that probably would have been a bit too quick for him, but he did keep on quite well at the end to finish within 15 lengths of Chancol, of course went on to win a Grade 2 the other day, so you know, he's obviously gone to boost the form. Mr 51 is very highly regarded, the horse that finished second from the Harrington camp. And with that run experience under his belt on softer ground today, I'd expect Drumlee to at least be somewhere near the front runners at the finish. So he'll do for me each way in the first.
OK, each way selection in the first then. On to the second race, the 12:55, and this is a listed chase over 2.75 miles, and Hidden Cyclone is the 5-6 market leader. 100-30 for Home Farm. Foil Dove is 11-2. 12-1 for Saddler's Floor. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Hidden Cyclone, Andy, good form in the book. Finished third in last year's Paddy Power Gold Cup chase. Second in three Grade 1s subsequently, including the Ryanair. And that form sets him apart from these, doesn't it? Do you think he'll win here?
Well, he should do, shouldn't he? He's got all the quality in the book already and back class to win this race quite comfortably. He's already won here as well in the past, a Grade 2 over hurdles. And virtually everything he's done over fences has been of a very high standard. You know, he chased Sir de Grugy last year at Ascot. He was then runner-up in the Ryanair behind Dinast, as you've already mentioned. OK, he fell on his last start, but that's really the only sort of blot on his copybook, really. He's never hardly ever out the frame. He goes well fresh. He's won twice first time up in the last three seasons. Of course, he was second first time out last year. Shark Hanlon's horses generally are in good form as well. The only slight fly in the ointment here would be this Henry de Bromhead horse, Home Farm. I say Henry de Bromhead horse, of course, he's having his first run for New Connections, formerly with Arthur Moore, and those with a good enough memory will remember this horse finishing third in the Irish National 2 years ago as a five-year-old. So he's got plenty of quality, Home Farm, and with the greatest respect to Arthur Moore, he probably hasn't got a big enough string at his disposal nowadays to bring a horse like this through as perhaps Henry de Bromhead would, and that's probably why Connections have switched him across to see if they can make him into some kind of Grand National horse. That's always been the target, I think, at the back of the mind for Connections. And he would be of some interest to those that perhaps wanted a bet without the favourite, perhaps, as another option. But it's hard to see him having the speed to beat Hidden Cyclone if Hidden Cyclone's somewhere near his best. So hopefully Shark has got him right. And if so, he should win the second race.
Okay, Hidden Cyclone, 5-6 at the top of the market for the second race. Anybody wanting to back Home Farm without the favourite, you can have 6-5 for him to finish runner-up to Hidden Cyclone. So a couple of ways into the 12.55. The 1.25 is the third race on the card, and this is an EBF novice hurdle over 2¾ miles. And the betting is headed by Drummer Coup, who's 11-8, 5-2 for Killer of France, Bosman Rule 100-30, 4-1 for Marvelous Moment, and Whole Nine Yards is the 66-1 outsider. And as the betting suggests there, Andy, it's hard to really rule any of them out barring Whole Nine Yards. So what are your thoughts in the 1.25?
Yeah, I was quite surprised, fun enough, how the Racing Post and bookmakers have bet this race this morning. And while I do respect Drummer Coup from a stable in good nick, I'm not overly convinced with that form at Punchestown, the one which he won last time out. I'll say he made heavy weather of it. He was probably always going to win, but Geraghty had to get stuck into him later on and push him out in the latter stages. He's yet to race on ground as bad as this. It's bound to be on the soft stroke, heavy side at Thurles today. And I think it'll suit Calor France probably better. And for that reason, at 5-2, I'm going to put him up as my best bet on the card. I do like course and distance winners here at Thurles. Very much a unique track. And at parts in that race last time, I didn't think he was going to justify his 11-10 favourites. And he was sort of like running in snatches, racing a bit lethargically. But then once he clicked into top gear and he sort of like got ignited in the back end of the race, he was full value for his form. 3/4 length victory, have a Marvellous Moment. He rather hung fire on the running. Not totally convinced by that horse's finishing effort. He hung to the left and looked as though he didn't want to go forward. So I think perhaps a pair of cheek pieces or maybe some blinkers on Marvellous Moment in the future might serve him better. But Colour France looks a perfectly straightforward horse. Like I say, he's got course and distance form on soft ground. And prior to that, he'd run really well behind the improving I was going to say Desi Hughes horse, of course, not Desi Hughes anymore, it's Sandra Hughes, Seamus in Fairy House. So he does tick a lot of boxes. The odd went had a couple of winners yesterday as well. So Calor France at 5-2 is my best bet on the card.
Okay, best bet on the card there. In the 1.25, the 2 o'clock is the fourth race on the card. This is a mare's maiden hurdle over the extended 2¾ miles. And Velissa Montague heads the betting at 100-30 on. It's 12-1 for Miss Dynamic, who's a reserve, so keep an eye on that one. Mollyanna is 14s with Shulamak, 16-1 for Anamatapea and Golden Road, and then 18-1 or bigger prices for the others. The betting completely and utterly dominated by this Willie Mullins newcomer. She was unbeaten in France, Andy, and she makes her first start for the stable, running in the Richie colours as well, which is obviously quite significant. So what do you make of this market leader?
Yeah, at least this one has made the Willie Mullins stable file, which I think is probably significant, and might well follow in the footsteps of the horse that won in Wexford on Monday, a horse called Vroom Vroom Marge, and both of them similar types in France as well, having won 3 AQPS flat races. So it's going to be difficult for these kind of modest animals to beat a Willie Mullins trained horse, who obviously has got prospects of much better things down the line, hence the fact that this horse has been chucked in around about 3-1 on this morning with most firms. It probably looks a steering job for Willie Mullins' charge, but obviously there is each way betting and betting without the favourite here. The obvious two would be Mollyanna and Anamatapea. Mogliano obviously was a bit unlucky last time out, still going well when brought down four out in a race won by Oscar Invitation. She's got some back class, and Colin Bowe's horses are in good nick. And the other one is, as I mentioned, Anna Matapea, who chased down a useful prospect last time we saw it, Seamus. Most podcasters will know that Seamus has won his last three runs, and I thought Brian Jordan's mare did perfectly respectably on that particular occasion. Obviously, he's already run behind Mogliano, but there wasn't a great deal between them that day at Cork in the National Flat Race, and the fact that Anna Matapea that day was 9-2 favourite suggests that connections do think quite a bit of this mare, and I think she might just be the value here. You can either back her 20-1, 16-1 with the favourite, but highly unlikely that'll probably draw from a win perspective. So let's have a look on the without market and have a go with Anna Matapea.
15-2 for Anna Matapea in the betting.
Really?
Without the favourite, yeah.
Goodness me, that is a big price. I thought it'd be about a 5-2, 3-1 shot. 15-2 without.
Yeah. We've got Mogliano at 4-1 without, 6-1 for Schulemack without, 15-2 for Anna Matapea.
That's
and Golden
an incredible
Road.
Price.
Yeah, there
if
you
only
go.
Only we could back each way without the favourite.
Yeah,
that would be the nap of the day.
Fair enough. It's it well, is
she
unfortunate.
Has to be in the frame.
We know.
Yeah, simple as that. She's got to be there up there about that horse.
Yeah, she's 7-2 just to hit the frame. 7-2 to place on.
7-2 to place.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I suggest the listeners just get stuck into that. 7-2 to place and 15-2, obviously without the favourite.
Okay.
Two angles in there.
Yeah. Nice. See, more than one way to
believe that.
To play
I'm
these
genuinely,
races.
Genuinely shocked.
Good. I like it. It's not often that you get a price that shocks you, is it, anymore?
What's so. Going wrong?
Fair enough. Anna Matapea, then. A couple of ways to back her in that mare's maiden hurdle. The 2:30 is the fifth race on the card. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. It's for four-year-olds and older, rated 80-102. And Dino is the 7-2 market leader. Street Party is 4-1. It's 9-2 for Notification. Gates of France has been well-backed. Tens into 6-1 this morning. 8-1 for Just Call Me. Borussia is 10s. And then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. So, yeah, what do you make of this race, Andy? There's obviously been quite a bit of money for Gates of France.
Yeah, I can see why, because that run here last time out was a decent one. It was a handicap where Diamond Dame was coming off the back of a good win the time before and was expected to follow up, and albeit she did, it was rather a breathless moment or two for those of us that thought Shark Hanlon's horse was a penalty kick. But Gates of Rome was on the heels of the leaders turning down the hill and kept on willing enough down the lane. As I said, course and distance form here is always worth its weight in gold, and in a modest race where not many of these coming in good nick and will handle the ground, at least he's got that precious commodity in behind him. He should be there or thereabouts, so anyone who's got sort of fancy prices about Gates of France will certainly be on good terms with themselves. And being as this race is a modest event, there isn't that many on the shortlist. The main one would be Street Party, who was a juvenile last season, had four runs over the smaller obstacles, and by and large ran up to its form on pretty much every run, apart from a fall at Wexford. Was third first time off the shelf behind Wicklow Brave down in Cork. Of course, Wicklow Brave went on to run well in the Supreme Novices Hurdle. Fourth behind the Plan Man, again at the same track, would also read quite well. Fitness obviously not an issue either, because had a run in the November Handicap the other day in Leopardstown behind Clondor Warrior. Well, although failed to cut much ice, actually did show up quite well for a majority of that race until fading in the last two furlongs. It was £12 at the handicap anyway, so I wasn't expected to ruffle the feathers of anyone on that particular occasion. But this is more realistic, and at 9-2, he would probably get the each way vote for me. But yeah, if you back Streets of Party or Gates of France, you should be there or thereabouts.
Okay, couple against the field there then. The 3:05 is the penultimate race this afternoon. This is a Martinstown Opportunity handicap hurdle over 2¾ miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older that are rated 80-95. And Western Promise heads the betting at 3-1 and has been supported from fours. Pocketful of Pennies is 7-1. Column's Dream is also sevens. 10-1 for On Winsome Wings. 10-1 for Think of Me. Ballinahow Oscar, another at 10s, as is Catcher on the Moon, which is a reserve, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Market support for this Western Promise, Andy, would be thrown in if his hurdles form was as good as his chase form, but that hasn't been the case in the past, has it?
No, we've covered this topic, haven't we, on quite a regular basis here. I think this is probably about the fourth or fifth horse who's potentially well handicapped following a good run over fences, but it doesn't always work out. In fact, it's only worked out the once, and that was Gallant Oscar, who won in Navan the other day. But several high-profile ones have struggled. We had one the other day, didn't we, of Robert Tyner's that knocked Beauty, who got a string of ones by it and was absolutely thrown in on its chase mark, but couldn't duplicate that effort over hurdles. At least this one's fitting well. That one's obviously coming back off a layoff. So there is bright enough prospects for this horse to run well and embracing changes in good nick, the horse that beat it. Another Robert Tyner trained individual. Money for Colm's Dream. Yep, can see why that one's been nibbled at. Does like the ground and ran well last time out at Danny Ferry, as beyond Groody Hill. But I'm going to go with, again, another one who's run well over the track here. And I'm hoping that Colour France will run well in the earlier race of 125. And that should set up a nice run here for the top weight, Sly Guff 2, who's been chalked up a whopping 14-1. I think that's a good each-way bet here in a race that won't take a great deal of winning. We certainly did well enough or ran well enough to offer us some kind of positivity in the future. When keeping tabs with those good runners the other day, has run perfectly respectably on a previous run at Wexford behind Stonehall Jack. Comes in good nick, goes on the ground, loves the track, seems to stay all day, tries very hard, and all in all, I think we'll give you a good run for your money at a price. So Sly Guff 2 to defy top weight, or certainly run well under top weight, in that 3.05.
Okay, 3.05 there. Then the 3.35 is the seventh race on the card. We finish with a 2-mile bumper, and the betting is headed by Bell's Hill. We were 4-9 this morning. That proved to be too big. Now 4-11. 100-30 for Attribution. Total Recall is 5-1. 50-1 for Catching Shadows, and 80s for either of the other two. A popular favourite here, Andy. Another Willie Mullins hot pot in a bumper. Can you oppose this market leader?
This one is quite difficult to oppose, isn't it? It's also significant that this horse has made William Mullins' stable tour. He mentioned 13 bumper horses in his appraisal. He didn't really say a lot about them, but they've obviously got to be pretty good, or they've showed something for him to include them in that tail of the tape. And the fact that he was a eye-catcher first time up in a decent point-to-point at Marilyn when he travelled really strongly should stand him in good stead here. Obviously now he's gone to Willie Mullins, he's going to be expected to hit the heights that have been tried by many others. And the fact that he's also running in the colours of the Wileys suggests that he could be okay. Obviously they had a smooth winner with Shane Hill yesterday, who landed the odds, and this one is expected to go very much the same way. Attribution would be the only other one who's got any kind of realistic form, and that was a good third at the Punchestown Festival behind Uncle Danny. If the wheels come off the favourite, obviously that one's there to take full advantage, and perhaps without the favourite could be the answer with that one. But I'd have to go with Bell's Hill. Willie Mullins should again have quite a few winners here today. And, it should be another benefit for one of his in a bumper.
Yeah, really interesting horse, Bell's Hill, isn't he? The fact they finished second behind Bordini, who's now trained by Willie Mullins as well and won at the weekend, and well-bred as well, related to a couple of other winners over hurdles and so on. It's interesting in the last. Good, let's have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, not a bad little day at Thurles. Not going to get too excited or carried away, but we do have a listed race on there and one or two other nice prospects. As the Fur Bay in the first, be interested to see how he goes, but I'll go with Drumley each way, just as a bit of fun to kick us off the day. In the 12.55, I'd expect Home Farm to run a little bit better than he has been of late. Now he's with Henry de Bromhead, but I'd still have to stick with Hidden Cyclone. And best bet on the card is Colour de France in the 125. I do like the way he won here the last day, despite looking a bit vulnerable at some stages throughout that race. Again, we've got another Willie Mullins hot pot in the 2 o'clock. Hard to get involved with that project at 3-1 on. But that does open up the door for a potential bit of thievery on Anna Mapatea at 7-2, place only with William Hill. Also 15-2 without the favourite. Looks a decent price as well. Two against the field in the 2.30, Street Party and Gates of Rome. 3.05, a Trapial race, but the top one, Sly Guff 2, ran really well behind Colour France here the last day, and he looks overpriced at double figures. And then the final race, Bell's Hill, he's all the rage this morning, and I expect him to be all the rage in the Racing Post analysis afterwards.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with that, and enjoy Thurles this afternoon.
Will do. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.